Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Voices of Courage show. Today we are following up on our series, the Courage to Heal series with Master Shaw. And today we're going to address subjects that are, I think, near and dear to all of us. I don't know how dear they are to us, but they're sure prevalent in our society. And we're going to be talking about anxiety, depression, addiction, mental emotional diseases, ADHD, ADD. What do all of these have in common? Well, I'm going to tell you what they have in common. Actually, I'm not going to tell you. I've got a psychologist on my show today that has over 40 years experience. She's going to share with us not only what is some of the common causes of all this, but what is it that can heal? I'm going to use that word. Well, you can heal yourself by using these techniques to be able to take your life and upscale it, uplevel it, uplift it, so that these types of issues are in the background if they're there at all. How cool is that? All right. It's going to be an amazing show. So stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to introduce Master Shaw. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's time to do the impossible today. What most people think is impossible. We're going to be talking about possibilities of how you can change your life today. I have with me again, Dr. and Master Shaw. And for those of you, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you back, sir.
Thank you so much for this show. We have done quite a few time, and this hard touching story. I always see people's result on my report card. I'm the servant. Thank you so much for your interview. For many, many people, I share their heart-touching story. Today is a doctor of psychology, 40 years teacher. Her story could move your heart.
I think her story will move their hearts. But before we get into that, let me, for those of you that don't know Master Shaw, he is a Tao Master. He's a healer, teacher, and author of 30 books, including 11 New York Times bestsellers and several other bestsellers on the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon. He has an MD degree in Western medicine from China and also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Master Shaw has combined the essence of Western medicine with ancient wisdom to create soul, mind, body medicine. And also Master Shaw's soul healings and the Tao teachings to help you up-level your health and your life. And so much more. I guess I should mention this because we're going to be talking about the Tao calligraphy today. So Master Shaw is also a grandmaster of several Asian arts. In 2002, he was named Qigong Master of the Year at the Fourth World Congress in the Fourth World Congress of Qigong. And with the creation of the Tao calligraphy, he received the highest honors a Chinese calligrapher can receive, being appointed to the position of National Chinese Calligrapher Master, as well as the Honorable Researcher Professor by the State Ethics Academy of Painting in Beijing, China. That's a lot, but you know what? You deserve a great introduction, Master Shaw, and I'm so glad you're here with me again on this series that we're doing on people becoming self-empowered to heal their issues. So we're talking about today, we're talking about depression, addictions, fatigue, anxiety. All right. You see that come into you all the time. Let's talk about that. What's going on with all that? And how do we, from the Chinese medicine point of view, what is the cause of all this?
Thank you so much. So, a doctor of quantum physics, and I co-created Tao science. I created the soul mind body medicine before. So three words in ancient world, you ask wisdom: Shen, Qi, and Jing. Shen, S-H-E-N, Chinese word. Shen includes soul, heart, mind. I repeat again. Shen, soul, heart, mind. Qi means people know. Vital energy, life force. Qi, Q-I-Qi. Next one is Jing, J-I-N-G. Jing means matter, material. The body blood, the body fluid. So because as adults, our body are made of 70% more or less liquid in the cells, liquid, whole body, blood included. And the newborn baby, more than 90% liquid. It's called material in the body. So therefore, soul, Shen, soul, heart, mind, in quantum physics, information. We are in the information stage. Millions of people believe, science. That millions of people believe spirituality, so spirit. So therefore, in fact, they are the same. They are the same. People do not know. So therefore, now we have a conference, like a Deepak Chopra, spiritual gurus, and then they all work together because information is so spirit. Because it's the two different fields. People hear information, hear so. But when you go deeper, in my personal opinion, they are the same. But the information is the key. So therefore, information is divided into the positive and the negative. What does it mean, positive? Happy, relax, enjoy the life. And what is the negative? Anger, stress, depression, and the fear, all kind of issues. So therefore, positive information, love, care, compassion, generosity, kindness, soul affect the heart, that heart affect the mind. So this is at the Shen level, soul, heart, mind. So therefore, information is the key. You have a positive information like I receive heaven sound. I love my heart soul. Information. I love all humanity. Join heart and soul together. Love, peace, harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. In fact, we have Love, Peace, Harmony organization, foundation. There's a million people chant for this. Everybody relax. This is a message. So at the soul level, our heart, I feel good. More mind, I feel good. Than energy, than blood. So this positive information feels good. In fact, we talk about self-transformation. So therefore, singing, everybody know the sound of vibration. There's lots of research, by scientific research, the chanting, meditation, millions of people here on mind over matter. Soul, heart, mind. Mind is here. Mind over matter, great. In my personal opinion, mind over matter, mind fullness, not enough. Heart, and go to soul level. Okay, everybody relax. I will sing just very short. Relax, anybody on. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and soul together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Positive message. Heart receive, mind process, energy flow, blood flow. This is how make a transformation for our life, for health, for business, for relationship. But when some people bother you, you're upset, angry, fear, then so negative information, heart receive also. Mind, we call monkey mind. Mind was blocked, energy blocked. Blood block. So this is how people get sick. So in my opinion, depression, anxiety, drug addiction, all kind of fear, worry, all kind of emotional, mental disorder is information is wrong. The key is information. So therefore, we have to find a way bring the positive information to humanity through my whole life study. See here, this is called calligraphy, Tao calligraphy. Today, we are very honored, very blessed to interview a doctor of psychology, and she will share, Dr. Cheryl, she will share her journey, how he found the Tao calligraphy. Now he used Tao calligraphy. Calligraphy is the art. Tao is the source. She will explain her scientific way. She has such a heart-touching story. She's an expert for this mental disorder, emotional issue. She will mention so many sicknesses are so difficult. She uses art because calligraphy creates a field, invisible. You can see the light here. You can see the sun, light, can feel it. But this calligraphy inside, invisible. Tao is invisible. Lao Zi, the author of Tao Te Ching, millions of people study Tao Te Ching, university, all philosophy department, honor Lao Zi as an ancient philosopher, country leader, Nobel Prize recipients, scientists, businessmen, everybody honor Lao Zi. I'm honored to share Lao Zi teaching and already teaching the public in the Facebook. Now we have our own Dr. Shada the TV. So I share Lao Zi ancient Tao wisdom, Tao ultimate source. Tao is the way of all life. So therefore, when I write a calligraphy, the Tao put the power inside this. If I see, people say, I do not know. You have to really experience. So a medical professional's high level, her so many cases, let her share with everybody to understand how it works.
I love it. Well, listen, I've got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Dr. Cheryl in just a second. And I know one thing that that I've learned over the years, you know, when we're talking about some of the mental, emotional issues, and I just love what you just said, Dr. Shaw, about starting with the soul and the heart and then the actions and then destiny. And, you know, but I've learned over the years that thought is not individual. Thought is universal. God created all his thoughts. We get the choice. What are we going to tune into? So we're going to tune into some more positive thoughts in just a second from our guest. But right now, I got to take a quick break. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned, and you will get more than you are bargaining for today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. And it's so nice to see you, Dr. Cheryl. Thank you. I'm blessed to have you on the program today. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
It's a joy to
and
be here.
I'd like to give everybody a little introduction for you. Dr. Cheryl is a psychologist. She's a teacher who specializes in the science of transformation and is dedicated to restoring the soul, mind, body health of her clients using pioneering healing systems, of which you will hear some in a second. She's also the co-founder of KnowYouProfiles.com, a site dedicated to empowering people through self-knowledge, and is the published author of Prelude, Every Life is a Prelude to the Next. All right. Doctor, it's so good to have you here.
Thank you.
Wow. Let me ask you this. How did you get involved? Like, what was going on in your practice where you thought, you know, maybe I need to expand my knowledge and try some new healing modalities? What was going on with you before you came into the understanding of what Master Shaw is teaching?
Thank you, Ken. It's a joy to be here. You know, as a psychologist, I had everything I needed and nothing I wanted. That my years of experience were that people were so suffering in terms of the futility of ordinary life. Think of it as mowing down the daisies on your front lawn. You know, it looks like it's gone for a while, but unless you take the seeds and the roots out, those daisies are going to grow right back. And I observed over and over again that people adapted to accepting the unacceptable. And we know that we have this incredible divine inheritance of unlimited possibilities, unlimited creation, happiness, peace, health, joy, flourishing on every level. And yet it seemed like such an elusive idea, and people would continuously accept the unacceptable. And so I was looking and seeking and really praying that I would come across a methodology, a model that embodied this, a means to access these deep abilities that are inherent to all of us. And in 2010, I read one of Master Shaw's books, and I thought my heart would just jump out of my chest. I recognized immediately that Master Shaw had been able to see the invisible, to create the impossible, to harness this life force energy that we abide in, and was able to translate that into a tangible technology that was applicable in the widest palette against for all conditions. And so I made a very deep vow to myself. I hadn't met him. I had just finished that book. And I said, I will go anywhere. I will do anything. I will invest any time, energy, or resources to learn what this man was able to communicate as a healing technology for humanity. It was one of the most exciting moments to be able to access an answer that I had been seeking for many decades.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited that you're excited. Let me talk about that book real quick. Do you have a picture of that book by any chance? Your book?
I have one of the books that I have been trained in with Master Shaw. And this
is a
compilation of all the many Tao calligraphies that I have used as part of the healing modality. Well, we can get into that a little later. I do have one of the smaller books. It's a more recent book. It's called Greatest Love, and it is powerful. It embodies the model. It is a self-help healing tool for humanity. And I have one of the cards that also is a representation of one of Master Shaw's calligraphies. Now, Ken, I'd like to share with you the power of why this model is such a breakthrough in terms of harnessing energy and energy fields. Primarily,
I'd like my audience to understand this. So go ahead. Yes.
What I was most excited about is that these Tao calligraphy transformative art is organic learning. What is organic learning? It's the means to convey directly without having to have an intellectual understanding or physical knowledge that it is. You know, when we are very young children, Ken, and we osmotically pick up from our environment, learning behavior, ideas, imprints, patterns. The most profound thing about these Tao calligraphy healing transformation arts, it's not an external model that one size fits all. We are all such unique individuals, have unique potential, abilities, gifts, treasures, and have a different mission. These profound energy transmissions, conveyances embody the totality of information that is uniquely conveyed to each of our highest needs individually and organically. It takes all effort reduced transformation out of the equation. It's spontaneous. And the most significant contribution, Ken, in my professional opinion, is that it meets two of the gold standards. One is that it endures over time. So there's not a decrement. You know, people get very excited about this model or that model, but it falls away over time. It doesn't endure. Well, not only do these Tao calligraphy transmissions endure, but the second gold standard is that they deepen over time. And most importantly, for what it is you individually are most needing. And so we might be attracted to them for depression, anxiety, apprehension, all sorts of human conditions. And the artifact is that they not only address specifically those needs, they go even deeper in terms of healing many, many, many layers of symptoms, conditions, underlying habits. And, you know, think of it this way, Ken, that life is like a conveyor belt. And as Einstein said, we cannot solve the problem at the same level that the problem was created. We have to go to a different resonance, a different frequency, so that everything that was being fed and maintained at this level, when we are now resonating at this level, falls away by attrition. It's no longer in our field. It's no longer activated. It's no longer part of our consciousness. And so that's the excitement in terms of this breakthrough technology. It enlivens these dormant abilities that are inherent to our divine template. And then we are able to access them with ease, grace, spontaneity. They endure and they deepen over time.
So Dr. Cheryl, let me do this. I got to go take a break, but I want you to come back because this is fascinating. Okay, I want to get practical when we get back. So if I've got a migraine headache or I've got depression going on or anxiety or I'm feeling overwhelmed or anything like that, I'd love to hear some of your success stories around using these modalities to be able to actually transform individuals back into their brilliance. Okay, we'll be right back and we'll talk about that when we get back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. You're watching the Voices of Courage show. And for those of you that would like to find out more about these technologies, I'd like to encourage you to go over to courage.dr.sha.com, courage.drshaw.com. You can find out about some of the first steps that you can take in using some of these healing modalities. Now, I want to get back to my guest here. Cheryl, she has over 40 years as a psychologist. That's accurate? About that many years, Dr. Cheryl?
Oh, yes. And 10 years of teaching children with special needs before that, yes.
Okay, so you know the mind, you know these diseases, probably backwards and forwards, better than anybody. Tell me, maybe you got a story or two you can share with using this new modality and how it's helped your clients heal.
Thank you, Ken. The most significant part about using the Tao calligraphy transformative art is that it telescopes the future into our present. What do I mean by that? Many of the cases that I've had the privilege of working with are usually cases that, because of how extreme they are, like post-traumatic stress disorder with veterans, like lifelong addictions to alcohol and drugs, these are chronic conditions. And traditional therapy, again, can make a new model, but it is a maintenance model that contains the condition as opposed to healing, ameliorating, and accessing the true blueprint of our human design, which is to be healthy, happy, complete, productive, contributory, and to experience the joy of life itself. And so these very powerful Tao calligraphies are able to telescope our future into the present by tracing these calligraphies. I'm trying to see this to the camera in a way that is best. And so with my clients, we are able to trace these very, very beautiful circuits of consciousness and capture this life force energy that communicates to our energy system, our field, and then we are able to embody, to circulate, to radiate this higher level of consciousness that is now an inherent, organic, permanent part of ourselves. It's really quite miraculous. And so two of the cases that I would share with you that I truly thought were hopeless cases was a gentleman who had served in the armed forces, a veteran, and was on total disability for decades because of both psychotic and many other overlaying conditions that were part of the underlying post-traumatic stress disorder. And given the circumstances of our constraints of the relationship, I was only able to be with him 1 hour a week. And for that 1 hour a week, I would trace, while he was on the phone in his full psychosis, these calligraphies. No talking therapy, no other kinds of intervention. I just traced with him on the telephone. Within a very short order, within the first 10 to 12 weeks, the manic energy began to dissipate. Within the first 6 months, there was congruency and communication that had not been accessible for well over a decade before that. We are now into completing our first year together, and we are having, I would call, very normal conversations with very appropriate content. And we are looking forward to a more productive and participatory life socially, emotionally, energetically. And he's even considering going back to school. Total miracle. So
that's an amazing experience. And I like what you said. I just want to reiterate that. So what you were sharing is that he's tracing that and those energetic lines. He's tracing consciousness, and it's being transmitted into his being, into his consciousness, and it's actually using through this process. He is healing. Is that what I'm hearing?
He is absolutely healing. Yes, this is absolutely miraculous and unprecedented, I might add, with someone with this depth of disability. Now,
that's amazing. I'm glad you're sharing this. So go ahead.
That, as I said, one of the hallmarks is that it telescopes time, Ken. Telescopes healing. It is able to bring an ideal into the present real. I've never seen a model like this. I've never experienced anything of this power and potency and potential. And so I've been able to use it with children with learning disabilities. Now, this is very interesting. There was a young girl who was learning disabilities. We were working again with the Tao calligraphy. She was not doing any of the tracing. She wasn't able to, but I was doing the tracing for her on a daily basis. And not only did it remediate the severity of her learning disability, but her scoliosis straightened out. Her eye, she no longer needed glasses for remedial seeing, and that she went on to be a very competitive athlete, which she had some abilities, but she was able to actualize that to a level that none of us could have imagined to compete on a national level. These Tao calligraphies transmit, harness life force energy. We know the cutting edge of all healing in the 21st century is about utilizing the life force energy in energy field healing. That's the embodiment, the conveyance, the power and potency that targets the roots of all conditions. And so I have used it on absolutely everything, finances, relationships. I've used it on people who want to excel in their business skills, but also most commonly with people with chronic physical conditions such as Bell's palsy, cerebral palsy, digestive conditions, chronic fatigue systems, and migraines, digestive disorders. It works, it works, it works.
That's amazing. Well, let me ask you this. What do you want healthcare professionals that are listening to this show, what do you want them to know about this? Because there's a lot of people don't know about this, right?
I would certainly invite all healthcare wellness practitioners that this is an invitation. We can talk about water, but it will not quench your thirst. It is said that it is not the model, it is the practitioner that enlivens the model. Whatever we embody abides within us. Whatever abides in our field is a conveyance for service and contribution. It is not the psychology, the model. It is the psychologist that is able to ignite, more than inspire, to convey osmotically what is embodied. And so this is a very important concept. And so to invite all of my colleagues in the wellness community to explore, to experience the power and potency and potential, not just for your clients, but to actualize yourself, to build that bridge between knowledge and healing, between being a therapist and being an ignition of the human emotional spiritual template design, so that people can actualize their highest, their best, most luminous self, that they can circulate, resonate, and contribute to their best and highest being.
Well, I just love that. And you know what, there's an old saying, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear and the teacher will be taught. And just to make your point that it's not about the psychology, it's becoming it's the psychologist that makes the difference in this equation. I taught a class, I taught about 2,500 people how to stand into their power and speak in public. And at the end of that class, a psychologist came up to me, his very last class, and she said, you know, why do you think people are having such huge breakthroughs, transition, things that people are doing in 3 days what it takes others to do in 3 years? Why is that? And I said, well, I'm not sure. And she said, it's you. It's your resonance. It's your field. It's who you are. And that's what you're talking about here. And this is just powerful. My goodness. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being on this segment with us. I'd love you to come back to the show. I'd like to talk to you, have a whole segment with you at some point.
Thank you.
So, I think a lot of people benefit from it. So thank you so much. I'm going to take a break and we will, you know, before I take a break, One last thought with you. What's your message to the world right now? What do you want people to know?
That what we embody, we convey, that this is the most significant contribution that we can make on the planet today. We can certainly write checks for philanthropy. We can serve in terms of volunteerism, but it is our energy field that contributes to up-leveling humanity. You know, it's said, Ken, that high tide lifts all boats. And with this revolutionary breakthrough technology of the Tao calligraphy transformational art, we are able to give others that which we need ourselves. We are able to up-level humanity. When I work with my clients, Ken, their whole families transform. Their communities are infused with a level of energy that they didn't know what was possible to actualize their hopes, wishes, and dreams. So we are the change. As we transform, we become the contributing force to serve humanity through our energy field.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful message. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, we just heard from Dr. Cheryl Malkoff, and that was an absolutely brilliant presentation. And for my listeners, I want to do a couple of things. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to this a couple times. There was so much that was given in such a short period of time by the doctor. It's important. And repetition is the mother lode of success. Repeat it, learn it. You know, it's like she said, it's not about more information. It's about realization. You want to realize these principles in your own life, right? And I'm not saying information is not important, because of course it is, right? But I want you to also take that information and realize this in your own life. Master Shah, it's good that we had this beautiful guest on our show today. You got some final thoughts around this. This was a powerful.
Yes, thank you so much. First of all, I thank you, Dr. Cheryl. And Dr. Cheryl, before shared, how did she find me? She has a client, has a liver cancer. I never claim any healing. No diagnosis, no promise. Follow your doctor, follow health professionals. But there's one person in San Francisco has a liver cancer. Me, transmission, like that wild transmission. The light, come. Then, very short time, the miracle moved Dr. Cheryl. Dr. Cheryl shared, I wrote a book, Divine the Transmission. So calligraphy, you can see here, calligraphy is art. Why call Dao transformative calligraphy? Why hold the brush? I'm the servant, a servant, like a channel of Dao, because I committed. You know my book? I wrote in all my book, the purpose of life is to serve. To serve is to make others happier and healthier. The most valuable thing for one's life is happier and healthier. And the purpose of life is to empower and enlighten others. So therefore, Dao calligraphy, careful professional doctors. I have more and more doctors, humanity. What are my messages? I want everybody try to, thank you, Ken. We have a courage at DadaDoctorShot.com. Please welcome, come there. And to be connected with my service, I have many teachers, many workshops. Let me serve you more. Ken, thank you for the opportunity to share my service. I have no other desires. Just want to serve.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, okay, the calligraphy behind you, right, that we see right now, and I've seen you before trace the calligraphy, right? What does that particular calligraphy behind you, let's trace it for a minute and show the audience a little bit about how this works. Go ahead. We've only got about 3 minutes, so go ahead.
Okay, 3 minutes is good enough. Everybody choose one area. You know, Dr. Cheryl shared for such a difficult case, he treats 1 hour. Of course, it's a car. Everybody put a hand here. Choose 3 minutes, right? Start. This is a doubt. This is art. But there's something, invisible love light. We call source love light, frequency vibration inside. You do not need to do anything. You only see Dao calligraphy field. Dr. Cheryl explained very well. Please transform my condition. People back pain, people all kind of issue, depression. But remember, this is not a 3 minutes job. This is 50 minutes per time, 10 minutes per time. Just do it. 好, we do five times silent. Because this is invisible light. When you do this, they said remotely in quantum physics, quantum entanglement. I'm in A place, you're in a B place. What vibrate in A place? What vibe in a B place? Just think nothing. This invisible light here, source light coming remote. I call take a light shower. Inside, you know, different sickness, different part of the organ systems. Three times more. Okay, relax. This is Dr. Cheryl. I use this technique for so many difficult conditions as a doctor of psychology, 40 years expert. One more time. So therefore, we have a simple card. And just go to, Ken will tell you, we have courage.drsha.com, correct? And welcome you. And also, we have waited quite a few times. Each station, you experience the story that the heart to be. I said, okay, people talk miracle, miracle. I never say that word. Miracle, here is miracle. For therefore, doubt, normal, normal things. For them, it's normal. For us, it's a miracle. Because the field, through calligraphy, bring down. People connect. Come in. Wash out the blockages.
I love it. All right. Well, I got to go. This was an amazing show. Thank you so much for that. And I'm thinking that a lot of people are getting a lot of benefit from this. And you know, for some, they, you know, their minds are very skeptical and they're, you know, and they, because they're taught to just be in their head and think, that's all. But this is really the next level of being able to change those conditions that are chronic in some and acute in others. But, you know, we're bringing you something brand new for you. So I hope you'll check it out. And like Master Shah just said, you can go to courage.drshah.com and you can take a first step, just a step. You know, even if you have a skeptical mind, so what? Be skeptical of your skeptical mind and go take the first step. That's what I would recommend. Okay. Anyway, until we meet again, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. It's been such a good show. Bye-bye.